Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge reminding you, if you have something to share with us on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Don't miss the Montana Maternal Live Bull Sale. Open 8 Genetics on April 12th at the ranch 5 miles south of Baker, Montana, offering 60 Angus and Red Simmental bulls by names like Renown, Open 8, Helix, Hooksigle, and more. Bid online at Superior Livestock and view the bulls at open8genetics.com. April 12th, Baker, Montana, Open 8 Genetics Bull Sale.
And remember, April 25th through 28th is Old West Days in Valentine, Nebraska. Remember, it used to be in October for the previous 30 years it's been going on, but it has been changed. But only the date, all the rest of it is all the same. Great poets, great music, and a great time. Old West Days in Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering, Valentine, Nebraska, April 25th through the 28th. Again, same great event, just a different date. Make sure you get that written down, oldwestdays.net, for more details.
Not all farmers are cut from the same cloth. You know that. I know that. Some just dabble. Others are born into it. The ones who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. You can get that at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to kick things off here. This is something by Carrie V. Grav Bishop. It's probably actually more of a fall thing, but I think it'll ring true to a lot of people. With cold fingers in the fading light, I gathered the last of the tomatoes from the garden. Not because I had any particular plan for them, but because that's what my mother would have done. She would pick every one bigger than a quarter and carefully spread them out on newspapers in the basement. She would wait patiently for them to ripen. Then she would decide what would become of them. Some were eaten fresh, the last taste of summer. The rest were stored away for hot winter meals, hearty stews, goulash, and chili. Scalded tomatoes were peeled and stuffed into clean glass jars or packed into freezer bags. Every last one would be used in one way or another. Nothing wasted, nothing left to spoil, and that's what my mother would have done.
I have a few more life lessons that a wise man would share, so I'm going to share them instead today. Don't take it personal. Don't be afraid to laugh at yourself. Self-confidence shows that you're comfortable in your own skin. Manage your time. Our situation and environment is ever-changing, so be careful not to confuse the things that are urgent with the things that are important. Look for time wasters and eliminate them. And something else, a life lesson that a wise man would share, ask for help. Life can be tough. Remember, you never have to do it all alone.
That's good advice. And here's another piece. This is by Joe Pielmeyer, Sr., actually, and he wrote it in 2001. I thought when I retired there'd be nothing left to do, but I have a little story that I'll pass on to you. The golden years have come to pass. They'll come to one and all. You can sit and waste away or have yourself a ball. I found this new electronic toy. It's become a part of life, and now I travel everywhere without the fear and strife. The computer opens a whole new world. No boundaries hold me in. Now I can fly around the world and visit all my kin. I've been to art museums. I've soared beyond the moon. There are new things to learn each day. A fact, a myth, a tune. Everything you want to know is at your fingertips. You type and search and look around and go on cyber trips. You ride this magic carpet to places near and far. You can tour your neighborhood or ride a shooting star. So let me tell you, old folks, there's a whole new world out there. You can enjoy these wondrous things if you get off your rocking chair. Again, Joe Pielmeyer, Sr. wrote that in 2001.
Do you know Bubba and Earl?
Well, kind of. Do I? I don't know which Bubba and Earl.
One day, Bubba and Earl were driving down the road, drinking a couple of beers. The passenger, Bubba, said, "Looky there, up ahead, Earl. It's a police roadblock. We're going to get busted for drinking these here beers." "Don't worry, Bubba," Earl said. "We'll just pull over and finish drinking these beers, peel off the labels and stick them on our forehead, then throw the bottles under the seat." "What fur?" asked Bubba. "Just let me do the talking, okay?" said Earl. They finished their beers, threw the empty bottles under the seat, and slapped the labels right smack dab on their foreheads. When they reached the roadblock, the sheriff asked, "Have you boys been drinking?" "No, sir," replied Earl. "We're on the patch." And that's the good stuff.